Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place and another episode of Using Your Keys broadcast. This is Pastor Valerie Burrell coming to you live from my new assignment, amen. We're here in Bluefield, Virginia, Bluefield College, excited about all that the Lord is doing and excited about this word on tonight. I'm grateful for those who have called in on tonight. Glad to have Pastor Linda Brown with us from Agape Ministries and Prophet Nina Williams joining us this evening. And please know that if at any time there's something that you'd like to add to this, something you'd like to share, please press 1 and I will gladly bring you in live. Amen. Amen. I'm excited. Y'all, I'm excited. I'm excited. Bear with me because I got a couple. No, I don't. I ain't even going to call. I ain't going to claim that. We're going to do this. Amen. Thank you, sweetie. Elder Benny is here with me. My support as always. And I am so grateful to God. So this evening, our topic is I'm salty and I'm glad about it. I'm salty and I'm glad about it. And this topic came about from our Bible study, Seeking Truth. Prophet Nina wanted to share regarding restoration and being salt of the earth. And so from that, this is what the Lord gave me to share with our listening audience on tonight. So God, we thank you for who you are, for all that you're doing in this moment, all that you're going to do. God, we thank you right now, oh God, that we are able to recognize who we are in you, what you've called us to do, who you've called us to be. And God, right now, we take this opportunity to dig into your word, oh God, to allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to us new truth, oh God, about being the salt of the earth and a bright light shining in a very dark world. God, I thank you for the anointing now to teach your word with clarity and power. God, that the least of your little ones would be able to receive this word, oh God. God, that they would be empowered, oh God, to move forward, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise in advance. I give you praise, oh God, for what you're doing. And we count these things done now in Jesus' name. Yes, I am excited. Hallelujah. We're going to come from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. This is coming from the Message Bible, and it reads this way. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Says, here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a lampstand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a lightstand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to want to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Again, that was Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. I'm salty. I'm salty, and I'm glad about it. When we look at salt from a biblical perspective, in the ancient biblical world, salt was one of the most important necessities of life. Salt was used to preserve dish, and it was used with food. Salt was strewn out of sacrifices, both cereal offerings and burnt offerings. It was used to make covenants representing commitment. The Old Testament speaks of covenants of salt. All the holy offerings that the Israelites present to the Lord, I have given to you, together with your sons and daughters, as a perpetual due. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord for you and your descendants as well. That comes from Numbers chapter 18, verse 19. So let's get to the crux of this, because we're concerned that because of the state of individuals, because I'm not even going to put it on society, because we all have choices that we make, even in the midst of hard times, bad times, whatever you want to call it, it all really boils down to whether I'm going to choose to do right or I'm going to choose to do wrong. And so God says, look, I've placed you here in the earth. That's what verse 13 says, I've placed you here. And if you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? Because of our issues, you know, our stuff, wanting to do what we want to do instead of doing what thus says the Lord, wanting to act any kind of way instead of relying on the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, teaching us truth, guiding us in all truth, being our comfort and our guide, allowing us to have the information we need to live a godly life, but we dismiss it because that's going to cause some accountability in my life, and I'm not trying to be accountable. I'm not trying to be accountable. This is my thing. I'm trying to do what I want. But God said, look, if you do that, how then? See, this is where I am. And God, I thank you for the drive, because you allowed me to think on these things even the more. I began to look at my surroundings. I began to look at the trees, and I began to look at the mountains, and how even we had to go through two mountains. And I think about the word that says, speak to the mountain, move mountain. Here was a situation that I was looking at a mountain tunnel where I was going to go through the mountain. I said, how am I going to get to the other side of that? What am I going to do with that? But God said, see, in order for you to be able to go through the mountain, go through your situation, you've got to remain salty. You've got to remain salty. When salt loses its flavor, it loses its purity. And we know that there was a bloodstained banner that Jesus had for us, that he went to a cross, in his side, stripes on his back, a thorn in his head. That banner was for us so that our salt could stay pure. Oh, God, I thank you. This was a scripture I think we talked about from Colossians 4:6. Let your speech also be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer everyone. See, it's important that when we are salty, we know how to talk to people. I got an issue with my face. God is helping me. He's delivering me, because I have a tendency to look at folks a little cross. God is helping me. Y'all don't laugh at me. God is helping me, because I want to make sure that I keep my savor. I want to make sure that when I'm encountering God's people, they are hearing God and they are being drawn to him, and they want to know what to do to be saved. Come on, I want to remain salty. Mark 9:50 says, have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. Some of us, our issue is unforgiveness. We haven't forgiven others. We haven't forgiven ourselves. So we are not salty, because we don't have any salt in ourselves and able to be at peace with one another, but not even with ourselves. God said, it's time to get your salty back. My brothers and sisters, it's time to get your salty back. Salty, by definition, in the Urban Dictionary says, it's somebody that got played, made to look stupid. Either you did something or something was done to you. But that's not the salty that we're talking about. See, our salty is because of salvation. Our salt of righteous living, our salty is because we choose to be obedient to the word of God. Our salty says obedience is better than sacrifice. And so not to sacrifice another thing in our lives, but to prepare ourselves
to walk according to God's plan, to be in his purpose and in his will. Lord, I want to remain salty. I want to present myself such that people would be able to taste the godliness of who you are through me. I'm salty. I'm salty, and I am glad about it. So what does it look like, Pastor Burrell? You excited about this saltiness. I can hear it in your voice. What are the characteristics of you being salty? Okay, glad you asked. Let me tell you just a few of them. Your influence is positive. Positive. Do you hear what I'm saying? Positive. You're not. It's not so that when you walk into the room, people go, oh, here she come. You ain't salty. You done lost your savor. Because, see, when you salty, when you walk in the room, your impact is, it brightens up the atmosphere. And they go, oh, Prophet Nina here. Praise God. Hey, Prophet Nina, how you doing? Pastor Linda just walked in. Hey, Pastor Linda, how's it going? Oh, Lord, I thank you. Elder Benny just walked in. Hey, Elder Benny. Oh, girl, don't you know everybody know Elder Benny? Come on, because he's salty. He has a positive influence on the people that he's around, and he's able to make a difference. He's able to make a difference, and we're able to make a difference when we're salty. Why? Because the Lord Jesus lives within us. His Holy Spirit resides in us. And because we are yielding to the Holy Spirit to move us where we are, the Word tells us that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Come on. When we're walking according to that which God has ordained for us, when we're not going to the left or right, but we're staying steadfast on the path that God has placed before us, we're able to make the impact that God wants us to make in the earth. We're salty. We're salty. Oh, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Now, ladies, come on. If you got something to add, come on, add with me. Come on, talk to me. And I'm bouncing back. So, y'all, hit one if you need to come live. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Salty, 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 salty. When we look at salt, and we touched on this a little bit in our Bible study. Oh, and God blessed us. Hallelujah. We look at salt. Salt, in the natural, is a healing and a cleansing aid.
Mm-hmm.
Salt is a stimulant to the appetite. Salt prevents decay. Salt is a promoter of peace. Salt, this one was good in the spirit, is a promoter of peace. Stimulant to our testimony. Salt is an evidence of grace. And when I look at that, I look at the purifying ability of salt. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 19 through 22, Elisha cleansed the waters at Jericho with salt. It says, in ancient times, newborn babies were washed in salt to cleanse their bodies and to give firmness to their skin. Christians, brothers and sisters, we have a purifying effect on the world around us to make them behave differently if we're salty. Yeah. Again, when you walk in, you make an impact. You make them straighten up. When they get ready to tell that little nasty joke, that little nasty story, and you walk in and they hush. You change the atmosphere when you're salty. You change the atmosphere when you're salty. You change the atmosphere when you're salty. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you. Because when I look at the work that God is doing with Agape Christian Ministries under the leadership of Elder Johnny and Pastor Linda Brown, when I look at what God is doing in the ministry of the empowerment place, I see the evidence of salt. Not just in those who are in leadership, but in those who are connected. It says salt is a stimulant. What does a stimulant do? It triggers things to happen. It's like the plug. You plug into the power source, and it stimulates a current to move from the source to the object so that the object will begin to function according to its purpose. A stimulant. So I'm evident, the evidence of saltiness in the leaders of these two ministries who co-labor together, because we understand the principles of the kingdom, that it's not about one place or another, but it's about us building the kingdom of God by utilizing the keys and the tools that God has given us to prepare his people for purpose. Salty. Salty. Why is it? Okay, so you've lost your favor. You've lost it. I said, okay, Holy Ghost, I thank you. He said, no, you didn't lose it. You really didn't lose it. You chose to dismiss it. God, I hear you. So accountability says losing your savor, when you lose something, it's not intentional. When you lose something, it wasn't intentional. But for us who are dealing with some situations, for us who need to be restored back to our rightful places in God, for us, that says there's some requirements necessary to get you back to the place, but it requires that you make a choice now whether you want to be salty or not. Oh, God, that's good. That's good for me right there. That's good for me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, that's good. Pastor Linda? Pastor Linda, are you there? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, prayerfully, she'll be able to come live. Amen. Making a choice about whether you're going to be salty or not. When you lose it, when you lose your favor, you get it back through a choice, through a decision, through conscious decision making. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Pastor Linda, I hope that you're able to come live. I pressed the button, and it's acting crazy, but I pray you're gonna get live. Can we honestly say, those of us who have called in and those who will listen later, can you honestly say that your life is salty? Because there's a tremendous need in the world for God's people to be who they say they are. Oh, God, we thank you. Prophet Nina, I just hit your line. I don't know whether it's going to bring you live or not. Praise God. But I want to hear from y'all. Are you salty? And if you're salty, how are you maintaining your salty? Because all this is about a choice. About a choice that we make to do what it is that God wants us to do or not. That's what salty is being about. As we are here in this earth doing, fulfilling the mandate that God has placed on our lives, are we really the salt of the earth? Are we really bright light shining in a very dark world? Because right now, more than ever, we need to be about our Father's business. We need to be about purifying and preserving and penetrating and pleasing and promoting so that the Lord could be here in the earth reigning, King and Lord of Lords. That's what we desire, and that's what we want him to do through us. But God is wanting to know, are you ready? Are you really ready for that? I mean, is that who you are? Is that your truth? Because based on what I see, based on what I've been seeing, it ain't working. It ain't working. Okay, Jesus, it ain't working. Ladies, I apologize because, again, challenges. I'm salty.
and I'm glad about it. I'm grateful for God's purifying power that resides in me. I'm grateful for his penetrating power that lives in me. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for his love that covers a multitude of sin. And you all have got to know that tonight, that whatever it is you've done, whatever it is you're facing that has caused you not to be salty anymore, you've got to know that his love covers the multitude of sin. There's nothing that you've done that can't be forgiven. There's no pain, no sickness that cannot be healed, because the word of God, by his stripes, we were healed. So there's no reason for you to not be salty in this season, because saltiness is available. You can get your salt back. You can get your flavor back. You can get it back. You can get it back. God, I thank you. More than anything, okay, Lord, I thank you. He wants to heal you today. Some of you aren't salty because emotionally you placed yourself in a box where you feel like you can't function. The word says that we've got to renew our mind. One scripture, and it's like daily medicine, when I awake and start the day, is create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit. We need that. We need to be made clean again. We need our spirit renewed. We need our heart fixed. We need our mind regulated so that we can do what God has given us to do, and that is be the salt of the earth, be the bright light shining, getting your salty back. But again, it's requiring that you make the right choices. The right choices. Choose ye this day who you're going to serve. Because you're not going to keep your savor. You're not going to be the one to make the impact in the earth that God wants us to make. If you're straddling the fence, you're not going to get your salty back that way. It's for God I live and for God I die, or you are of your father, the devil. I know that sounded harsh, right? Okay, it is. It is what it is. We have to tell you the truth, that you can't keep compromising. You can't keep compromising. God desires that we be holy. For without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. No, I'm not telling you that you're going to do everything perfect. What I'm saying to you is that when you make the conscious decision to live upright before the Lord daily, by awakening and dying daily to your flesh, to do the work of the ministry, to help promote the things that God desires. We promote in the earth righteousness and holiness. We can get our salty back. Oh, God, I thank you. 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 I thank you. I thank you for constantly being there for us to remind us that we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. That you paid a price on Calvary's cross that freed us from every situation that we've ever faced in life that we felt was causing demise. But you've changed it. You fixed it for each of us. That we're able to be the salt of the earth. But we've got to choose, my brothers and sisters. We have got to choose this day who we're going to serve. We are forgiven. We are healed.
Now I want you to choose to be delivered. Choose to be delivered today. Choose to be set free, because the word declares that who the Son sets free is free indeed. And if you've made the confession of faith, if you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior, if you've made him Lord of Lords and King of Kings, guess what? Ability to get your salty back, but it's going to require that you make a decision. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. But every use of salt in the earth, in the natural realm, God uses salt and salt in the earth to fulfill his kingdom, knowing that not each of us is going to be used in the same way, but we're all here to do the same purpose, which is be ministers of reconciliation, reconciling the lost to Christ, allowing them to have the taste of who God is. Nothing like it. Oh, God, okay, I hear you. Nothing like it. Oh, we could go for days. God, I thank you. Because the more I share, the more he reveals. But, God, I thank you. My brothers and sisters, tonight, I'm excited. I'm excited on so many different levels. I am excited for who God is and for what he's doing and for the ability to be salty and glad about it, and to be able to share this word with each of you, that it's time to get your salty back, and you can do it. So, Father, we thank you now. We give you glory and honor and praise for who you are, for what you've done, and for what you're doing, oh God, in the midst of us on tonight. God, I thank you for this word on tonight. God, I ask that you would allow it to penetrate the hearts, the minds and spirits of your being now and those who will listen later. God, penetrate. Use the salt to penetrate even now, oh God, to get to the core of the matter, oh God, to allow them to see the truth of what they're dealing with. And then, God, allow them to know that you're able to forgive them, to cleanse them of all unrighteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Because we are the salt of the earth. We are bright light shining on a lampstand high on the hilltops, oh God, for your glory, in the name of Jesus. God, we surrender our will to you. We surrender our plan to you. God, we say yes to your will and yes to your way. God, have your way like only you can. Use us for your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you tonight. We thank you for this time with you. We pray, oh God, that it will accomplish that which you've sent it to do. And we give you glory, honor, and praise, counting these things done, believing that we receive that which we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining us. Please forgive us again for the technical difficulties, but we thank God for his word on tonight. We thank God for each of you. We love you. Challenge you each day. Do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, we ask that you please take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all. Until next week, where our guests will be author Avril Somerville. So please join us again next Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. for another empowerment teaching. God bless you. We love you.